Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
I'm Marcus Smith. I was the 26th overall pick in a 2014 draft. One of my goals is I want to be Rookie of the Year.
Well, a year ago, I was an undrafted free agent. I had found out late that I exhausted my eligibility. I picked the Eagles because they seemed the most adamant of having me grow as an athlete and as a player here and prepare me to compete in the NFL.
I was drafted in the 7th round. So on draft day, I was surrounded by my friends and family and kind of just waiting to hear that phone call. And then when I finally got the phone call in the 7th round, and I heard it was, you know, Coach Kelly and Coach Az and everyone from Philly on the phone, I was pretty excited because I took a visit out to Philly and it went really well.
Going through the whole free agent process, you know, looking at the teams and seeing, you know, their outlook and their future, I felt like Philadelphia was the best because, you know, they're heading in the right direction. Everybody saw what they did in year one under Coach Kelly. And you know, for me, that excited me. You know, this team is on the upwards. I really didn't know about a lot that was going on here, you know, until I actually got here and talked to Coach Kelly and talked to some of the sports science guys, strength conditioning coaches, and, you know, my DB coaches. And, you know, that's when I really thought, hey, you know, this is some good stuff here. You know, this is stuff that, you know, they're probably not doing around the league at all. No team really is doing this.
I kind of feel like I'm a freshman all over again, to be honest. So, for me, kind of just learning how to practice still, how camp goes, the meetings, the schedules. But I guess when I was at Wisconsin, I think practices were a little longer, kind of a grind, more of a grind mentality, all about mental toughness, and it wasn't so much of a focus on, you know, getting your body right and recovery and, you know, all the things that go into that.
Chip really focuses on your body and trying to get you back and healthy. So I think the difference is just in college, you know, I think it's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And in NFL, you know, you this is the thing that you do now for your life. So I think that's the big difference.
Playing Chicago in Chicago, so that's not too far away from where I'm from. I'm from kind of the Minneapolis area of Minnesota, and then I went to school in Wisconsin. I think my parents are going to come out for the game, which is cool.
I'm just ready to play. I'm just ready to get out there and play in my first game in the NFL. Never been to an NFL football game. That'll be my first. I just can't wait.
What I tell the rookies that are about to go into their first game is just to enjoy the moment. I mean, don't make it any bigger than what it is. It's still football. You know, of course, you're playing against NFL teams, and you get out there and you see other NFL logos playing against you. You know, you've been dreaming about this your whole life, and now it's here. But at the end of the day, it's still football. And, you know, you've prepared yourself, especially in this system. You know, you're over-prepared. So just go out there and be confident in yourself and, you know, just have fun and let it loose.
I remember my first year. It seemed like I was on the field from the first snap to the last snap, you know, because I was just, I was out there the whole time doing, you know, special teams and defense, and it seemed like I was right back on the field. And, you know, you can't look to the sideline and look for somebody to help you. You know, you're out on that field to get evaluated, you know. So what I just tell those guys is your tape is your resume. So anytime you go out there, just try and play each play like it's your last, and you know, just go out there and have fun.
You get a lot of different advice from guys about, you know, a lot of different topics. So it was funny. One of the things, I just had a conversation with Damian or D-Square in the locker room about the benefits of, you know, wearing spandex versus a jock strap. So I think that was kind of big for me. Just things like that. But then obviously, like, these guys have been here and they've been successful. We've got a young D-line, but I mean, those guys have had, you know, they've done really good things last year. So just learning kind of the nuances of the technique, even talking to the veteran offensive line, like Mathis and Kelsey and JP, like those guys obviously know their stuff too, and they know what it's like to go against a good D-lineman. So I've been trying to talk to them and get advice from them.
First off, veterans like Trent Cole, BG, Connor Baldwin, those guys, they definitely helped me out in the linebacker room. Anything that I do wrong, they try to get me, pull me to the side and correct it. I'm building a great relationship with them. It's been fantastic since I've been here.
For rookies, I would also tell them just to, pace yourself. It's a long season. It's a lot different than college. The recovery part of it is huge. You know, after every game, coming in and getting your body right, you know, those are things that, you know, people probably don't take as serious in college. But here, you know, you got to transition fast and make sure you take care of yourself for the long haul.